ਦੱਸੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਲਈ ਡਿਕੇਡਿੰਗ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਫਿਜੀਕਲ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਨੇਮ ਆਰ ਟਿਜ ਓ ਆਰ ਟੀ ਆਈ ਜੀ ਸਿੰਡੀ ਸੀ ਆਈ ਐਨ ਡੀ ਵਾਈ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਬਰਥ 1/5/1959 ਪਲੇਸ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਚਾਰਜ ਵਿਲੇਜ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਸਰਵਿਸ 1/30/2024 ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਫਿਜੀਕਲ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਅਵੈਲੂਏਸ਼ਨ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਇਲਨੈਸ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ 64 ਈਅਰ ਓਲਡ ਫੀਮੇਲ ਵਿਦ ਨੋਨ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਐਚ ਆਈ ਵੀ ਡਿਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਬਾਈਪੋਲਰ ਡਿਸਆਰਡਰ ਕਾਰਡੀਓਮਾਪੈਥੀ ਕੋਕ ਇਨ ਏ ਯੂਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਜ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਅਲੀ ਬਰਾਟ ਟੂ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਮੈਡੀਕਲ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਡ ਅ ਫਾਲ ਐਟ ਦਾ ਅਸਿਸਟਡ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਸ਼ੀ ਅਪੀਅਰ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਐਲੀਵੇਟਡ ਟ੍ਰਪੋਨਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਸ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਔਨ ਹੈਪਰਿਨ ਡ੍ਰਿਪ ਐਂਡ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਟੂ ਸਾਰਨੇ ਹਾਸਪਿਟਲ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਐਵੈਲੂਏਟਡ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਅਲੀ ਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਜ ਰਿਪੋਰਟਡ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਫਾਲ ਔਨ ਹਰ ਹਿਪਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ lose consciousness, she felt dizzy. After that, she was having pain in the chest, 7 out of 10. Patient described as heaviness. She was also known to have a cough with white sputum, URI symptom. Patient recently was in Sane Hospital, was reported to have cocaine, and she was diagnosed with non-STEMI type 2. Cardiac catheterization was clean, coronary echo last time showed ejection fraction of 20% to 30%. Hospital course, patient was admitted. She has a pacemaker history of hypertension, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, bipolar, anxiety, HIV, polysubstance abuse. Initially managed in Grace Medical Center, subsequently transferred to Sinai. She was noted to have a UTI bacteremia, urine culture, and blood culture growing E. coli, resistant to cipro and ampicillin, was given ceftriaxone, was sensitive for 10-day course, repeat blood culture, no growth. In 5 days, she was maintained antibiotics, and after stabilization, she also noted to have hypomagnesemia that was supplemented, elevated troponin with the cardiomyopathy, cardiology consulted, and they did repeat echo on January 22nd, that shows ejection fraction of 60% to 65% with grade 2 diastolic dysfunction aortic stenosis. Patient was started on Entresto and 24 or 26 dosing improved. Patient started to improve and outpatient cardiology was follow-up advised. Patient started to significantly improve and recover. She has a pyelonephritis. She completed the course of antibiotics and a PTOT done, and she was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Next, in past medical history, hypertension, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, bipolar disorder, HIV disease, anxiety, polysubstance abuse. She used to be on assisted living facility. Social history, history of substance abuse, family history, patient couldn't tell, rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal. No pain, gentle urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 107 over 64, pulse 88, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, body weight 186.6 pounds, oxygenation 98%. Head, head, back, namukhalik, eyes and ectaric, no, ear near the discharge. Throat clear, muscular, neck supple, longevity, chest and tender lungs, decreased breath from the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, irregular, systolic murmur, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel from past extremity, bilateral leg edema noted, neuro is awake, alert 20/3, patient lying on the bed, gait not tested. Medication reviewed, assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab. With the status post fall with ambulatory dysfunction, next line, bipolar disorder, next line, HIV disease, next line, hypertension, next line, UTI, E. coli, next line, polysubstance use, heroin and cocaine, next line, history of alcohol abuse. Next line, hypomagnesemia. Next line, history of cardiomyopathy. Naxalin medications upon discharge. Taranol 650 Q6 hour PRN. Abilify ABILIFY. Abilify 5 mg PO daily. Aspirin 81 mg daily. Depakote 250 mg. 3 tablet twice a day. Colace 100 mg BID. Entresto 24/26. Half tablet BID. Seneca 2 tablet daily. Trazodone 150 mg at bedtime. Gentesa, GENTESA 75 mg, 1 tablet daily. Bictarvi, BIKTARVY 50/200/25, 1 tablet daily. Will continue all her current medications. PTOT will be done for precaution. Follow up CBC CMP. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. I also discuss with the patient code status. Patient wants to be full code. This is the end of the education. Thank you.